This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say two people and a dog died after a single-engine plane crashed today near I-25 and Ridgegate Parkway in Lone Tree, south of Denver. The victims have not been identified. The crash sparked a brush fire and took down some power lines. The governor signed two health care affordability laws today. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports they're among the first of their kind in the country.
With a couple signatures, Governor Jared Polis gave the state new and controversial powers to regulate the cost of healthcare and pharmaceutical drugs.
These are more than just nibbling around the margins of saving people money on healthcare.
One of the laws will create a review board that can set limits on the prices paid for certain drugs. The other new law will force insurance companies to sell a new plan known as the Colorado Option. Medical providers will have to accept lower payments for patients on the plan to keep it more affordable. The new programs will ramp up over the next year and a half, with the Colorado Option debuting for 2023. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife says be aware of the current conditions before hitting the outdoors. Spokeswoman Bridget Koschel says be careful of jumping in a lake or a river to cool off during the heat wave.
And if people are going to be out on kayaks or paddle boards, to really wear their life vests and to pay attention to the water conditions as well.
Excessive heat warning through Friday night for Grand Junction and the Western Slope. Grand Junction currently at 102 degrees, Vail 86, Fort Collins 96, Denver 97. This is CPR.